751 FM Talk 1065. And time for the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear you need, whether you're going inshore, freshwater, or offshore fishing. Go see Chip and the crew there at McCoy Outdoor Company. And let's check in with the man of the hour, who is busy, because since we've had him on hold, I think we've heard of a couple fish coming in, corks going down. What did you term it? A whack fest?
Right now, if you Google the word whack fest, a video of this would come up right now.
Captain Bobby Abrascato is on the fish this morning, like you are most mornings. Let's talk about what's happening.
Well, we're fishing out in the bay today. It's my first trip really out in the bay so far this year. And, man, I tell you, I'm pleased to say that it is on in good fashion right now. We got kind of a little bit of a couple little squalls that have come through, not even slowed any of the fishing down or the fishermen down, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just fished right through it, you know, and it was a welcome rain because it had blood and guts and all kinds of stuff all over the deck of the boat, so we got a little pre-rinse for it. But, man, I'll tell you, it's been really since the weekend, it's really been good. You know, we cycled out of that weak tide and some of the areas like the bay, for example, and even down to the west, some of the structure in the sound that are real sensitive to, you know, to water movement, just really came to life. And it just fascinates me sometimes when you go and fish some of those places with no water movement, and you know, you work for three or four fish, and then you go down there like yesterday, for example, on some of the stuff we fished yesterday and the stuff we're fishing today, get on those kind of places, and it's just amazing. You know, the fish were there all along, but that water movement is just amazing how it turns them on. And I know we talked about this the other day, but let me tell you what's happened again to me is when we talk about whether you're fishing shallow water or, more importantly, when you're fishing these deeper columns, we're in about 14 feet of water right now, play around with your depth a little bit. You know, don't give up on it. You know, if you drift a bait at 10 or 12 feet and you don't get bit, maybe twice, two good drifts, drop it down a foot or two before you give up on it, because it's amazing how much just 1 foot of difference will make sometimes.
You know, you and I do that. We do that with people on our boats. Just say, rig this person to start off with, rig at different depths when you're in those deep waters.
That's a great tip. And that's one of the advantages of having extra rods out, is because I usually will set, you know, I got three anglers on the boat today, and so I'll set, you know, each one at a foot difference, and sometimes it's an easier way. Just leave that one in the water. Just leave it in the water. I'll get it in a second. You know, it's a great way to find out where the depths are, and it's amazing. Like I said, we started out at about 9 feet, and we're at like 12 right now, and it's just amazing the number and the quality of fish that have come in since we made this depth adjustment.
You know what? You'll probably have a little more room, a little more elbow room come Saturday inshore fishing, because, of course, 12:01 a.m. Saturday, snapper season is returning, and there'll be a lot of people turning and going south, man.
That's right. And I tell you, I hope we get some good weather for it. I'm looking forward to even trying to get out there myself if I get a chance one of the days this weekend, you know. And there probably are a few snapper out there. I don't know sure, but you probably could find a piece of structure in some depth and maybe get lucky and catch one or two of them. I sure hope everybody does.
Yeah, you know, we know if y'all are new to town, that's sarcasm coming from Captain Bobby Abrascato, the snapper or Betty. And, you know, it's been an issue inshore, too. You know, we catch them offshore, and then I'll come in the afternoons to go speckled trout fishing with the kids and some of those lower bay rigs. You know, our shrimp are falling to not just trout and white trout, but they're falling to snapper on them.
Yeah, that's great. I know it. Yeah, so you do catch a few in there. And, you know, I'm glad you said something about white trout. I've really been happy to – I'll never curse a white trout. And actually yesterday and today as the first days I've done much deep structure fishing, but it's really been fun because there's a good mixed bag of white trout mixed in with the speckled trout. And, you know, we've talked about this before, too, is they don't make too bad a table fare either, you know. And like I was just – from Birmingham that I have with me today, he said, what's the best way to cook these? I said, well, there's two real good ways. You can fry them. That's the two best ways to do
you
it.
Could, you dropped out for a second. You could fry them or you can?
Fry them.
Yeah, that's right. The
fry
two best.
Them or fry them. There's two ways to cook them, fried and fried.
Right. And I hope people have gotten over any kind of hang-up they had with white trout, because you've watched me run the taste test with my family and put a whole plate of fillets out there, and they'll talk about how good those speckled trout are. And I said, well, those were all white trout.
Yeah,
oh really?
Right.
I said they're just as good.
The key again, if you're you know, just starting to play around with that species is get them on ice when you catch them, keep them cold until you fillet them, and then, you know, and cook them fresh, you know, the night or two after. Even if you're going to cook them the next night, just keep them cold, and, man, they just cook up wonderfully.
Hey, what about other species? Are you seeing anything? What are the redfish doing, and what about triple tail blackfish?
Well, I'll tell you what, the triple tail story's been great. I mean, I'm a real opportunistic triple fisherman, so the ones that I've seen and caught have been ones that I've run across, but the guys that are really getting out there and getting after it are really, you know, I'm hearing numbers of double-digit days as far as seeing and catching blackfish, you know, so that's another one that's going good. Redfish are a constant for us, you know. I don't really target them. We had one on this morning, actually, that kind of ran us through the other lines, you know, so there's bull red swimming around the bay. We've caught some giant black drum mixed in with some of these, so, you know, a good sign that there's a lot of bait in the water because there's a lot of fish in the water, you know, and that's a good sign. And speaking of bait, too, it's gotten a little more plentiful and not so hard to get, so don't be afraid to check it out in the morning if you're going to need bait.
All right, well, I'll holler at you when I'm heading that way on Friday, setting up. Captain Bobby, tell folks how to get a trip booked with you for a whack fest of their own.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and that's the easiest way to do it. You can call or email us, and we'll get you fixed up.
There we go. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that he uses from the crew at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see him today. And we'll be right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way.